Okay. Well, we are finishing up Perek Aleph. Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. So I'm going to introduce a concept here that, well, first of all, I'm just going to read it inside now. This is just a simple concept, but his wording on the concept is very nice. So the wording is like this. He says, Damala Milam Kha, you have to know what you Ayin Raya. An eye that sees. So Hashem sees all your actions. So he says something important. He says, Ratzalaymar. Now the concept itself is obvious, but his wording is beautiful here. Ratzalaymar. It means to say, Shitzarach Adam Letzaya b'machashav toitomin. A person has to imagine in his machshava always. You have somebody who would be standing on top of him, and he would see all of his deeds, and he would calculate and keep track of all of his actions with great meticulousness, and it would all be written down. He would be afraid and nervous. What are you doing? And he would be careful how he acts. Kol shekein. Whose honor fills the entire world, is watching over every deed you do, and every word. And not only that, Hashem is the one that created the concept of hearing So you're not going to be able to hope that, oh, maybe the tape recorder broke, you know? The video camera's not working, you know. Oh, you hear me? You know, there's none of that with Hashem. Hashem created the concept of speech. Hashem created the concept of hearing and seeing. The Adam, Avshu Raya Vishameya, and a person, even when he sees and hears others, a dying in your dea, amitas machashavtoi shal chaveroi. He doesn't really know what the person's thinking. You could see what they're doing, but you can't figure out what they're thinking. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu boichin kloyos v'leiv. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what people are thinking. Hashem seeing goes into the heart. So when Hashem sees, he's not just seeing your actions, he's seeing the motivation behind it, the motives. He's seeing the heart. And all of that is nichta v'nirsham l'mayla, the Sefer HaZichronos. So Hashem's ayin is what's writing it down, not just your ayin. So you see something, what did he do, what happened, whatever. That's if we see it. You know, that's our ayin. Our ayin detects only the maisa itself. But Hashem's ayin detects the machshava behind what you did. And therefore, Hashem's ayin is even more, you know, is stronger, even more powerful. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu boichin kloyos v'leiv. Ki ha'adam yireh la'inayim, a person sees the einayim, v'Hashem yireh la'levav. And Hashem sees into the heart. V'hakol nichta v'nirsham l'maylo b'sefer ha'zichroinus. And all this is being written down. V'hamayisim be'atzmon b'tzurosam nechkakim l'maylo. And the actions exactly the way you did it, with the machshava that you had, and everything like that. All that is nechkak l'mayla, uchmosh omar akosim, ki es kol ha'maisa elokim yavi b'mishpat. Everything comes to judgment. When we look, if al kol ha'maisa, it doesn't mean that you will be judged. Can you hear me, guys? It doesn't mean al kol ha'maisa. It doesn't just say Hashem will judge you on everything you did. It says, hakavana omnam ki ha'maisa be'atzma yavi elokim b'mishpat. Hashem is going to judge the maisa itself. How did you do it? So his chiddush is here when it says in the Mishnah, "Da ma'ala ma'ala mimcha." You have to know what's above you, ayin roya, an ayin. But don't think that the ayin of Hashem works like your ayin. Our ayin only sees what a person does. Hashem's ayin sees what you're thinking also. And since Hashem's ayin, He could see what you're thinking. He could see what the karvana, what the motivation behind what you're doing is. You got to be extra careful. The way that everything about the ma'aseh is going to be written down. How exactly did you do it? With what type of machshava? What was the kavana? Ukishi is boin baza adam, and if you think about that, bivade aim of a fachan yokzenu, and then you'll be scared. The year of aina pkicha, you're gonna look very carefully. A kol prati in yonov, she outside of yoisa toy. Then he goes back to the concept he mentioned earlier, and he says, based on this interpretation of ayin roa, comes out that the three things that are mentioned in the Mishnah, ayin roa, you have to know that there's an ayin roa on top of you, there's an eye that sees, an oizen shema'as, an ear that can hear, and v'chom ma'asecha b'seif v'nechtav, these are keneged, the three areas that a person can do averis, or his actions are done in three areas. We've spoken before. Machshava dibor maisa, right? We've spoken before. Now, machshava dibor maisa. The machshava comes from shemayim, from the neshava chelak, and then it goes into the, the mouth, the dibor, and then into the maisa, right? Nefesh, neshama ruach nefesh. So that was machshava dibor maisa. So he says those are the three things. Ayin roya, Hashem sees the machshava. The oizen shemas, Hashem sees the dibor, hears the dibor. The chol maasecha b'sefer nechtav, and the maisim as well are judged. So those are the three levels: machshava, dibor, maisa, and those are the levels which are written down as well, according to Reb Chaim Volozhin. That's the Mishnah is explaining that to what degree is the meticulousness of how we are judged. Okay, so that's what he says now. At the end of this Mishnah, so there's so many things at the beginning of this parak. You know, so far we spent the whole week just on this Mishnah. There have been so many things that he's talked about that are very fundamental in his writings, in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim and some of his other writings. But the following concept is the concept that I think is the most powerful from Reb Chaim Volozhiner's writings. It's the very first concept in his Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. Okay? The Sefer Nefesh HaChaim is really a gilui, and like it sends you to another world. You know, like you think it's like taking you backstage, you know, like you're in a puppet show. You've been living in a puppet show your whole life. And now you go backstage and you see, everyone saying these puppets aren't the real deal. There's strings over here. There's people running the show. There's something else going on. You know, I thought that was just a Kermit the Frog, you know? So you start realizing that the whole world's a puppet show. Because that's what the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim does. It takes you backstage, you know, like brings you to like what's really going on. So the very first concept in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim is this concept that he introduces in this Mishnah. And he says it over there. And he comes to explain. It may take us a few days to build up the concept and explain it properly. But basically what he says is, there's a concept called Tzelem Elokim. We're all familiar. We are created in the image of God. So his two questions are, first of all, a God doesn't have an image. So how can we be created in his image? Second of all, if we're created in the image of God, why are we created in the name of Elohim? Maybe we should be now called Tzelem Hashem. Why Tzelem Elohim? There's two names to Hashem, Yudke Vavke and Elohim. So why did we specifically use the name Elohim to describe, if we're created in the image of God, maybe it should be the name of Hashem is a better name. Hashem is the name of Rachman. Elohim is the name of Din, etc. So why are we created in the Tzelem of Elohim? So both words need to be analyzed, Tzelem and Elohim. What does that mean? Right, for we always take it for granted. Okay, we're in the form of God. So, you know, but really, what does it mean? So he says like this. He says, Tzelem does not mean a form. It means a dimyon, a comparison. And he says, just like David HaMelech says, Dimisi lekas midbar. David HaMelech says, I was similar to a type of bird. So does that mean that David HaMelech grew wings now? No. It means a certain aspect of this bird that he had no place to be, and he's going from place to place, and he's lonely. In a certain element, I'm like that bird. So when we are Tzelem Elohim, it means that we are in one area created with a dimyon to Hashem. We are compared in a certain area to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In which area? To the area that's represented in the Shem of Elohim, not in the area represented in the Shem of Yudkei Vavkei. What is the point of Elohim? We know, the Mefarshim say Elohim is the gematria of Teva. It's the same gematria of HaTeva, actually, nature. That means Elohim is the name where Hashem controls the world with that. Elohim really means like a judge's name, a judge in Lashon Kodesh, in the Pesukim. It says, Ad ha Elohim yavo dvar shneim, that the two people come to the Elohim, the judges. And Elohim is a judge. Elokim, like we say, mi ba'elim Hashem, and El is a power. Hashem is the judge and the power that gives the power to everything in the world, right? The El, like I said, micha moicha ba'elim, all the other elim are forces in the world, but none of them, you're really the Elokeo Elokim. You are the force behind everything. So the name of Elokim is that which empowers things to work in this world. Hashem is the ultimate picture. Yudke Vavke, Ha Yahove, it's how everything works. It's the ultimate picture. But Elokim is the specific power that Hashem empowers things to work in this world. Just like there's powers to the stars. You know, the stars have certain powers, the mazalos. Hashem gives power to those things to control the world. So the power behind nature is the word Elokim, the name of Hashem Elokim. So the Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, we are similar to Hashem in that midah. Just like Hashem gives power to the world to work, we also give power to the world to work. Because every time we do a mitzvah, we empower Hashem to give hashpa, to give more and more bracha, send more into this world. And every time we do a vera, we control the faucet. Like we always said, right? You can have a great faucet, but then you have the knob. If you close it all the way, no water comes. If you turn it a little bit water drips in. If you open it even more, more water drips in, right? The more you open it, the more the flow can come in, the more you close. So Hashem uses those channels, like we said from Rabbi Chanina ben Kola Olam Kulo Nizon, Bishvil Chanina Beni, that in the Shvil, in the path of Chanina Beni, is where all the flow comes to the world. Right? So we are essentially the ones that are in control of how much Hashem is going to give over into the world. So just like Hashem controls what goes on in the world, we also control what goes on in the world. Hashem cannot do anything without us, because we are ultimately, Hashem empowered the Jewish people to say, with your mitzvahs, then I'll, you know, you guys have control on the faucet. So it's true, I'm going to put it in the faucet, and I'm going to be the one that's going to fill the pipes with the oil and with the bracha and with everything that the world needs. But the faucet's up to you. You want to open it or close it. So that's you. So if Hashem is Elokim, it means Hashem controls how much there is in the world to give over. Each and every one of us is Tzelem Elokim as well. Because we also are in full control of how much this world will benefit from the bracha that Hashem has to give. So when it says that we are created with Tzelem Elokim, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, it's referring to this is the main thing about a human being. If you have to know what is a human being more than an animal, is that we have Tzelem Elokim and animals don't. It means animals live in the world, but we control the world. Right? Animals reap the benefits, but we are actually in control of what, how much the world gives, how much there is to get from the world, how much Hashem has to give. So therefore, Hashem is the Elokim of the world. Hashem empowers the world, gives koach to the world. We are Tzelem Elokim as well in this particular midah of Hashem. So that's why it's called Tzelem, and that's why it's called Elokim specifically. These are Chaim Volozhiner's Mahal, and then he goes on to explain many, many concepts in the whole first paragraph of Nefesh HaChaim, the whole first shahr of Nefesh HaChaim, the whole concept of this concept, how Kadosh Baruch Hu, every world, everything in the elevated worlds is waiting to see how the people down here are going to react. And then that connects to ideas that we've said before, that our neshama is really connected with above. And the more we move our neshama positively, the more we are, you know, bringing the positive ruach to above. So really, you know, it works together with that concept. So he says, for example, that's why Avodah Zarah is called Elohim Acherim. Why is it called Elohim Acherim, right? That don't bow down to Elohim Acherim, to outside gods. Why? Because these are powers, but they're acherim. The powers are not theirs. So the sun, it's like bowing down to the faucet. What are you bowing down to the faucet for? Because you like water? So go figure out where the source is. What did the faucet do? So Hashem uses the stars and uses these things to, you know, to mashpia through them or whatever, the certain koach that they have maybe, and the certain elements to the breath. The sun has a tremendous koach, but it's not its own. It's all coming from Hashem. So that's why it's called Elohim. They're our power, but it's a cherim. It's not their own. That's why it's Avodah Zarah. Okay? כי הוא המשפיע הכוח, והם מקבלו מחיוס והוויה מאוילום שעליהם, וגבויה מעל גבויה וגבויה עליהם. עד בעל כוח, I mean, everything goes back, 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 back up until he receives it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Okay? So this is the concept of Telem Elokim, according to Mephaim Balashar. It's one of the more fundamental principles in what he writes. Also similar concept is Avodah Zarah. It's called, in the Svarim, it's called Koitzetz Netiyas, cutting off trees. So why is it called cutting off trees? The answer is because the concept of Avodah Zarah was that they started worshiping the power itself, but they cut it off from its source. So they said, oh, the sun has powers. Must be the sun is good. Let's worship the sun. They didn't realize the sun is just getting its powers from Hashem, who is really getting its power from our mitzvahs, so to speak. So koitzetz netiyas means you cut a tree off of the roots. Now you think the tree lives by itself. There's no roots, the tree's gonna die. So the concept of the Zara is koitzetz netiyas. He's cutting off the roots, there's no connection anymore to what's behind the scenes. Okay, so we'll get in further this, you know, next week in Mitzvah Hashem, a little bit about the concept of Telem Elokim a little bit further and how that relates to this Mishnah, okay?
Zaka Baruch, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you. Have a great Shabbos, everybody. We will be in touch.